Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
What about a Queen song?
Yes.
So good. Body in a big gonna be a big hit someday. Got mud on your face. You big dick. Should hear my kid singing that, mate.
What was it that Ollie was singing the other day? How cute was that?
No, the funniest thing was I got him to do the floss last night.
No, I did.
I know, but I got him to do it again last night. Show us your floss, Ollie. Oh, my God.
The cutest thing. Mm-hmm. But when you were sitting in the car the other day, he started singing something. What did he start singing?
Don't know.
He was... You know. Started saying something and he...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's... Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the beast.
So if I go whoop, whoop,
he goes, head it down to the bleed. Whoop, whoop, head it down to the beat.
It's so cute.
He loves it.
He is just the loves cutest it. Little thing.
He's got his new underpants at the moment, so he changes his underpants like six times a day.
I know, it's so cute.
He thinks he's Catboy.
I know.
Anyway, okay. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about challenges in business.
In life,
relationships.
Anything, I think. Right. But challenges in getting to where you want to get to, you know, like trying to achieve something and finding that you're challenged by certain aspects and how do you deal with being challenged by those aspects.
Yeah.
So we work with a lot of businesses, but also there's people that are challenged in their relationships and people that are challenged financially. And
Well, I think when you're challenged by something, what you're trying to do is you see some sort of model that you want to reach. You have to have some sort of exterior destination that has to have turned up in your exterior world that's created some sort of interior pull for you to get there.
Just say that again. I think that was good.
So you have to have some sort of exterior representation that has turned up in your exterior world that creates some sort of pull in your interior world that you want to get there, right?
Yeah.
So we see this sometimes, you know, with, you know, because we deal a lot with MLM companies. We deal a lot with sports stars. We deal a lot with business owners, people who are in small business, big business. And what I find is, it's they have a model. Let's say you have a model of a person that you feel is achieving something that is, you know, they're breaking through the glass ceilings of their business, right? And you're thinking, okay, I've got a model who they are. I want to be like them. I want to get to their lifestyle. I want to be like that person. The first thing that's important, and we say this all the time, is never try to be like another person. It's literally very, very detrimental to your life and your business, because when you're doing that, I just said it to my little daughter yesterday. She was like, you know, I want to have my handwriting like Lexi. And I said, no, because if you write like Lexi, we've got two Lexis and no Lola. So what you got to do, Lola, is you got to perfect your handwriting, and you'll see that your handwriting is different to Lexi's handwriting, but it's just as beautiful. Does that make sense? As Lexi's handwriting. So she was like, oh, okay, I get it. But she's a bit dramatic. She went back into, no, I still want to be like Lexi. Anyway. But I think the point is, it's
so
never
your communication as a father is on point.
Yes, right. Yes, got it. yes, which is normally very off point. But never try to be like another human being.
Yeah.
Never try to duplicate who they are. Imitation is suicide. Whatever you copy, you kill. Mm-hmm. So do not try to do that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that a lot of the time the road has not already been cut for you. And when you follow a full cart, there are certain things that fall off the wagon that will, you know, that will help you to pick up. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, when a challenge, the only challenges we have is that we have this place that we want to be and we feel that we're not already there.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah. And when you're trying to be like another person or another business, the best thing to do is to see what it is that you love about that person or you love about that business, or what are the qualities and characteristics and traits you love about that person, and find them in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So that enables you, and then instead of creating one of them, you gain an associate. Does that make sense?
So you're starting to own inside of you what you perceive is inside of them, only inside of them.
Yeah. And you don't want to be like them. You want to associate with them.
Yeah,
Does that make sense? And be yourself.
Because when you're trying to be like that, you're not feeling that you are there already.
Yeah.
As a result of that, you're always trying to be something that you're not.
Yeah.
When you recognize that you actually have it already in you, then you walk side by side with that person.
That's
you're
right.
The same as them in terms of having the same qualities and characteristics. How
that's
you execute
right.
them may be different.
Yeah.
But
and it's important to understand that everybody has the same thing as everybody else.
Of course.
Does that make sense? It just means that the tools that you pick up from your tool bag will always be different to the tools that someone else picks up from their tool bag. Does that make sense? But we all have everything we require.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Yeah. So then let's talk then about the challenges, right? So along the way, we're always going to encounter things that challenge us to in getting to where we want to get to in terms of the new level at work or in the business, a new level of relationship we want to have. And those challenges are a lot of times people look at these challenges as huge, massive obstacles that they've got to overcome, right? And we want you to look at challenges differently because challenges are not meant to be there to get in your way. Challenges are meant to be there so that they help you find the way, right?
Yeah.
And make you recognize that you are on the way because when you're challenged with something, inevitably everything you need to be able to deal with that challenge is everything you need to be able to get to your end goal anyway, right? So you have to ask yourself, well, what is it that I'm needing to summon within myself right now to be able to deal with this aspect in my life?
Yeah.
That is going to help me to get to this point that I'm trying to get to, right?
Yeah.
So one of the common challenges we have, so we'll maybe give a couple of examples because I think that might help, right, to sort of tease it out a little bit. One of the common things that we have is people who we work with a lot of women who are in business.
Yeah.
And they're trying to juggle having a family, you know, and also being a businesswoman, you know, being there for the kids and also being there in the business.
Yeah.
And so juggling kids and work is always a big thing that comes up, right?
Yeah.
So rather than thinking of the kids as being the problem or the having kids as being the problem that's the challenge that's holding you back from achieving the level of work you'd like to achieve, you got to look at having the kids as being your solution to getting to the place that you want to get to.
So it's kind of like the obstacle is the way, the challenge is the gate. You know, you've got to go through that gate.
Yes. You can't sidestep that because you're going to get to it anyway, right?
You can't get rid of the kids.
No.
So.
No. So you got to ask yourself, okay, so what is the challenge in terms of the kids? Maybe the challenge is there's not enough time or there's, you're emotionally drained or what?
You're exhausted at the end of the day,
et cetera. So you've got to ask yourself, well, what qualities and characteristics am I having to summon in order to deal with this situation right now? Because in you summoning those qualities and characteristics, they're all the traits and qualities and characteristics that are going to get you to the end point.
That's right.
Eventually, right?
Yeah.
We also deal with people who lack confidence or perceive that they lack confidence, and they see people over here who are really confident and they feel like, well, I'm not confident. So a confidence for me is a challenge. It's something that I'm going to have to overcome in order to get to this place, right? The truth is, no, it's not something you have to overcome. It's something you've just got to walk through. You've got to walk through being not confident because what about all the other people that you can inspire along the way by sharing with them the fact
that you weren't confident. And how you overcame it.
So,
and it's important to say to people that we're only not confident in areas of lack of experience. Does that make sense? Or in our areas where we don't value. But we have confidence in, you always have confidence in the area of your highest values.
Absolutely. So people look at us often saying, you know, well, me, and I know people say to me all the time, how do you get up on stage and talk to people? I'm like, well, I can get up on stage and talk to people because I know what I'm talking about. You get me up on stage and start asking me about cooking and I won't be able to speak because I have no idea how to cook, right?
No.
I set off the smoke alarm every single time I cook.
Do you? Every time?
Pretty much. Yeah, and when you live in an apartment, that's really bad. So you've got to open the balcony door to make sure that we don't evacuate
all the black
whole
smoke
building.
Out.
But my point is that it's easy to see like a snapshot of somebody's life and imagine that they have all these qualities and characteristics, right? But the truth about it is that I can speak, but in the areas that are relevant to me. So in terms of that confidence is in terms of your values, right?
So the other thing is, though, is that when you perceive you're being challenged in an area, it's about seeing, okay, what is this enabling me? Who is it calling on me to be to handle this?
That's correct.
Does that make sense? Therefore, what happens is you know, getting that we're the creator of a reality.
Yes.
You only ever create challenges that are designed to get you to own more of yourself.
Yes.
So you only, therefore, if you're the master creator, think about the people and situations around you that you have created in order to enable you and empower you to being who you need to be.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? Well, you got to ask yourself, okay, what in me getting on stage, who am I having to be? You know, in me having a lack of perception of a lack of time, who am I having to be? In me feeling that the kids are in the way, what am I having to be? What characteristics, what traits, what qualities am I having to summon inside of myself? And that's where your empowerment turns
up.
So when you go, okay, the kids, what am I having to be in order to be able to run this business or this MLM business and be able to be a parent?
Yes.
Am I having to be more disciplined, more focused? Am I having to reach out more? Am I having to connect with my family and ask them to assist me more? Am I having to build a plan and a vision and a mission?
Correct.
But aren't all these qualities the requirements that you need to succeed anyway?
Absolutely.
So therefore, suddenly, the perception of your children being in the way, they're actually not in the way, they're actually on the way and they're there to enable you.
Right.
Same with the lack of money. If I perceive I haven't got the money right now, so what are you having to be? Are you having to be more disciplined, more focused, more organized, more diligent, more dynamic? Aren't they the qualities of a great leader? So in actual fact, your perception, and when you stop and count the blessings for what it's showing you have to summon because of this perceived challenge, you then realize that the only challenge is not being able to account. It's not the obstacle. The challenge is not knowing what to do, which we've just told you what to do. We just told you what to do, not knowing what to do with the challenge. So how do I turn this challenge or this thing that is stressing me into the thing that is blessing me?
So you're saying then, I think what I heard you say then, is the challenge and what we're actually challenged by is that we don't know how to...
Yeah.
We forget that we actually have to go through those challenges. We forget
to acknowledge. Yeah. Well, we're not at that point where we're at the other side going, thank God I had children.
Right.
Thank God I perceived I had enough money.
Thank God I struggled with money.
Oh, man.
And you know, another big one for people is rejection, you know, especially in business. Rejection and failure. It's like people put, you know, saying no to me, you know.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful, amazing teaching points. And so you want to be looking back on that and going...
Well, you
want to be looking back on that and saying, thank God they rejected me.
You want to be inviting the rejection into your life.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, I need to, you know, you want to be inviting that into your life.
So this is another thing then. In terms of challenges, it's not just about facing challenges. It's about creating challenges now, right?
Yeah.
Because rather than facing the challenge of
rejection.
Money or rejection or what have you, right? You want to be creating a new level of challenge rather than saying, you know what, it's not good enough for one person to reject me. I need 50 people, 100 people, a whole
audience, half an audience
to reject me because then I'm making a difference.
Yeah.
Because if half of this audience is rejecting me, you know, if one person's rejecting me over here, somebody else is praising me over here. That's one to one. If 10 are doing it here, 10 are doing it here. If I'm getting rejected by 50 people, then 50 people are listening to my message. 100 people are listening to what I have to say. So you want to create higher quality challenges for yourself.
Mm.
Because when you're creating that challenge, right, you're helping yourself to grow. You're helping yourself to get out of your comfort zone. You're making a difference.
Well, what's on the other side of primitive rejection is evolved connection.
Absolutely.
You know, so what's on the other side of primitive rejection is evolved connection. So you've got to invite the rejection to realize that it's, you know, that was an integral part of building your character so you can be more evolved and connected with people.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense? We know that we've polarized our audience throughout the years. I know I've been rejected. Like, you know, I've been trolled. I've had, you know, bloggers. Crazy stuff happened in my career, and you've seen that. But without that, I would never have stood for what I knew as the truth. I would never have, you know, I would never have listened. I've never been supported by the people that supported us.
You never would have gone in and checked why you were doing what you were doing, right?
Yeah, so I checked in. Yeah, you know, because you go, fuck it. Am I actually doing the right thing here?
Absolutely.
Am I actually, you know?
And I remember, like, it's the same with the confidence. Every other challenge we faced, it's like, I'm glad we had those moments of struggling through that, because yeah. it's this, so that old example of a butterfly, you know, you know, you see a man walk
this
by
old
and sees,
fable, yeah.
sees the butterfly, the caterpillar trying to become a butterfly and goes yeah. over and helps it.
Yeah.
And instead, and the butterfly falls to the ground as it comes out, it falls to the ground.
And it's eaten by ants.
Because the actual process of getting through the chrysalis is what strengthens it, right?
Yeah, what sends the bloodstream.
Yeah, yeah. So and it allows it to become what it's going to yeah. be. You can't get rid of your challenges. You've got to look at them as your greatest gift for getting yeah. to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Because if it's not for those, you don't get to be here as an authority.
Yeah. I think it's important here, because I know that people will be sitting there going, oh, yeah, my challenges help me to be this and to be this and to be this. Okay. Now, let's say you're sitting there and you're going, because this is important for people, because, you know, if we're going to talk about this, we've got to show them what to actually do. So if you're going, okay, my challenge with my children is making me be organized. It's not just about locating that trait. You then must go to a time and a space and a location where you were actually organized, because that's how you own a trait. Now, when you declare to the world what you bring to the world, it is received with inspiration. So people come back to you and are inspired about what you're bringing to the world, because the masses will go, oh, yeah, yeah, so I'm organized, I'm disciplined, and, you know, I'm caring, and you know, I'm open, and, well, no, you can't just say those words. They're just words. You have to go to a time, a space, and a location where you've actually exercised out that characteristic or trait, and that's what it is to create internal congruency that is picked up by the external world. Mm. So you're congruent with the characteristic yeah. and with the event, and you can feel it in your heart. So it's a sense of knowing who you are. Yes, I am that. Does that make sense? Because if you don't, you'll just create the challenge again and again and again until you fully own it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think that's covered everything. Do you think yeah. that's covered everything?
Well,
I think
we can probably talk about this. We can probably talk about this stuff for a week.
I know. There's so many perceived challenges that people face, but it doesn't matter what it is. Mm. It's like, okay, you've got to view it as being a part of your progress. You've got to go through the gate, not sidestep it, not go around it, not try and avoid it, not allow it to bog you down.
Yeah.
You've got to go through it. Once you yeah. go through it, everything transforms. Cool.
Double.
Oh, this is for Nate.
There you go.
Came back in again. A bit random. Yeah. Cool.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.